Okay, so today is 15th or 16th?
15th.
August 15th, 2018, and it's lesson number 40 called Lifting the Pelvis with a Swing of the Legs. It's actually a very fun lesson. Andrea. Okay, I'll do my best. So go ahead and lie on your back and you just listen to the instructions. So we always begin our lesson lying on your backs and legs long, arms down by your side. And this is the time to start checking in and becoming aware of yourself. Right? So what that means is you start noticing how you are today, how you're lying on the floor, what parts of you are making contact with the floor, and then perhaps what parts of you aren't making contact with the floor. And then from there, you can start to pay attention to if there's any discomfort anywhere in your neck, your shoulders, your hips, your pelvis. So there's a variety of ways to become aware of yourself. So I've just suggested a couple ways. One of the first ways is to sense contact. Just go ahead and lie down. Yeah. And then the next way is, once you sense contact, is that we often tune into any places that we might feel discomfort. And then the next way is, I'm going to draw your attention to certain parts of yourself. Can I take your glasses and I'll put them over here?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So as you're lying there, and for those of you that are the regulars, you're familiar with this. So for those of you that are new, we often draw attention to both shoulder blades and both sides of your buttocks. And if you were to connect those four, we'll call them like points, you end up drawing a rectangle, right? So you got two shoulder blades, two buttocks, cheeks, and if you connect those four dots, you get this rectangle, right? And then we're going to call that the trunk of you. So as to draw some attention to this area, the trunk of you, and in the center of the trunk, going from the base of your head all the way down to your tailbone, so in between your legs, is your spine. And so noticing, how does your spine feel right now? Are there any places along your spine that maybe you do sense a little discomfort? Or you might just sense the curves and you might feel like, oh, I have a really big curve in my lower back today, or I don't have much of a curve at all. So again, these are just thoughts of how you examine yourself and notice yourself. Yeah, I think we do have birds in here, or close to being in here. And then gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, and notice the quality of rolling your head to each side. I think that they're, Corinne, right outside on the roof there. Do you see a nest?
Yeah.
Is it in here?
It's
or
outside? But they sound good too, but
oh, there they are.
Maybe it's the fan.
No, they're just loud chirpers. So as you roll your head left and right, just observing how that feels today. Again, the quality or smoothness, if there's any discomfort or tension. And so what we've been working with for several weeks is, there's two curves in your spine. There's a curve in the lower back, as I mentioned a moment ago. And then there's a curve in the cervical spine. And these two curves relate to one another. And so we're going to work with those today, both in flexion and extension. So just paying attention to those two curves, and then usually in between the center part of your spine, the thoracic, has more contact with the floor. So the first thing you're going to do is bend your knees and bring your feet to standing, and that should minimize the curve in your lower back, right? Changes things a little bit. Okay. So you're going to start with a movement of lifting both of your knees up, bringing your knees into your chest, and then bring them back to the floor. So you don't hold on with your hands, you just bring the knees up and then bring the feet back to the floor. And when your feet come to the floor, make sure that they're lined up with your sit bones. So your feet aren't together. Ooh, the power just went off. There you go. Oh, it's so nice with that fan off. That's it. So just feel what happens in the lower back and your neck as you bring the knees up and then when you put the feet back down. Excellent. Now you're going to pause with that, so you're going to keep your legs standing. And now you're going to interlace your hands and bring your hands behind your head. Okay? So behind your head, not your neck. Okay? So your hands need to be under your skull. Make sure not your neck. And then your elbows are going to fold towards the ceiling slightly. And now you're going to lift your head as if to look at that space in between your legs. So remember, your knees and feet are spread, right, that comfortable distance. And when you lift your head, you're going to feel the curve changes in your neck and it changes in your lower back, right? So this is what we call more flexion. Your chest folds and rounds, your shoulder blades lift, and you kind of take that curve, that arc, out of your cervical spine. At the same time, the lower back also becomes flatter. And you do this lift on the exhale. So when you place your head back down, that's when you can pause to take a breath. And why do you lift on the exhale? Because you're emptying your lungs and it makes it easier. So Andrea, let your head look towards the space in between your legs. This is not a sit-up. That's right. And really have your hands behind your head. So I think you're more in your neck. You've done too many crunching classes. I can tell. This isn't what you're doing. Okay? So, where's your hands? There you go. So think of your arms like a hammock, and now really let your head rest. There. Now from there. See how different that is?
Yeah.
And so you don't want to ever have your elbows flared out. That's it. Okay, and then pause with that. Bring your arms back down. And now you're going to lift your legs again as we did the first movement. Bring your knees up to your chest. Again, your arms are by your side. And then you bring your feet back down. And just observe now the movement of how your head grows tall and your spine gets a little straighter. Everybody feel that? Excellent. Okay, so from here, we're going to add a dimension to straighten, so to speak, flatten out your neck a little bit more. Here comes the power again, so we might get that fan. So you're going to lift your legs up into your chest and keep them there. And now you're going to use your hands to help your pelvis lift up. So you're going to lift up your pelvis so your knees start to move in the direction of your head. So use your hands. Put your hands under your pelvis. Yeah, you can swing your legs a little bit. So when I say under your pelvis, use your hands on the side, not just to set your hands underneath your butt. Use your hands. So Dana, use your hands. Lift. Pelvis. Okay. Let's see. Everybody stop, look. Look this way, okay?
This is gonna fall out and we don't wanna lose it, do we? Please don't turn off, okay.
Right, so here you are, right? Right, so you're like this, right? You use your hands, you don't use them here. If you need to lift your pelvis up, your knees are gonna come over here, okay? If you need to use your hands, you can. I don't need to, but if you need to. Eventually, you don't want to. Got it? Okay. So, use your hands to support the pelvis. Hold it up there, and then you start to let your knees dangle. I'm going to use the word dangle, right? Because the first thing that a lot of you do is there's tension in your knees. So let your knees just kind of come down towards the earlobes, right? Let the knees relax and try not to have the knees and feet together. So use your hands, Andrea. No, I just showed you. You're gonna kick me. No, yeah, there, these are your hands. Use your hands to hold this up. Yes, okay, it's okay to do that. Let your legs dangle, there! So. You getting tired?
Oh, she's
tired. Up, hold, dangle. There, that's it. What can you do to soften here? And that's it, and the calves. And so, play with it. Dangle. There you go. Now, just see if you can stay there for a moment before you come out of it, and notice how flat your neck is. Yes? Mm-hmm. Okay. And there you go. And now drop your knees. Dangle your knees. Not your feet. Knees. There you go. Like that. There you go. Okay. And rest on your backs. Okay, so let's go back to bending your knees and then interlacing your hands behind your head and change over the interlacing. So we call this the non-habitual way. So your hands, you move your fingers over by one, and then you're going to go ahead and lift your head as you did earlier on the exhale, looking in between your legs, and see if this is a little easier. Can you get the shoulder blades up a little bit more? Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, now let's pause from all that. Let's have you straighten your legs, bring your arms down by your side and rest. And just observe your trunk, the rectangle. Observe each shoulder blade. Observe each side of the pelvis and your spine in between. Okay, so now we're going to come up to sitting, and this is where we're going to start to weave in some extension with the flexion. So you're going to sit with your legs long, okay? And you're going to bring your hands behind your head. Your legs being long, your knees can be bent. So your legs need to be relaxed. So I don't want to see people having their legs stiff like this, right? Let your knees be soft. Okay, and you're going to start to fold yourself towards the floor. And then as you come up, think of scooping with your elbows to erect your spine. Okay, so you fold forward, and then you scoop up to erect your spine. Okay, fold forward, let your elbows fold, That's it. And then scoop. Okay, so what does scoop mean? This, my jacket's probably not the best, right? So here, I'm still not fully rounded, but there's a little rounding, but length. So when I scoop, right, I get an arch. Can you see that in my back? Probably not. I hate touching this because then it means there's such a chance of it. But now that we don't have the air on, right? So here you are, right? Scoop, right? Some of you are here and you're just doing this, right? That means you're pivoting in your hip joints, and that's the very thing we don't want to do. So when I say scoop, if you watch my chest, right, and my elbows, I scoop, see, I extend. I get an arch in my back now, right? See how long and tall I am? I'm not here. I'm not just moving forward and back here. Okay? Does that make sense? Round and then scoop, that's it. Round and fold. And then notice as you're rounding and folding, right? Your elbows are getting closer to the floor each time. Nice, Tomoko. That's it, Lynn. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, let that go. Rest on your backs. And again, notice how you're resting on your back now. Okay, so we're going to go back to bending your knees. And then once your legs are standing, you're going to go back to that movement of lifting your pelvis, swinging your knees over towards your head. Right, and using your hands to keep your pelvis up. So for right now, everybody use your hands. Even if you don't think you need to, just do. Right, so get your pelvis up in the air. So your butt cheeks are facing the ceiling, and you want those knees to be dangling. So we want those knees to get closer and closer to your ears. Right, so that's what you think about, and you feel the flattening of your cervical spine, right? And then it's like you see if you can like start to tap one knee onto the floor next to you and then the other knee. So this is why you need your hands, right? So you kind of let your pelvis move a little bit left and right. And you think, can I bring one knee a little closer to the floor, and it then comes towards your shoulder and then the other side. And your feet may even come down to touch, which is fine because you can use the big toes to curl under to kind of help balance you. And I know some of you might think this is a long way away, right? Mm-hmm. Right? And this isn't so much to do about the legs, but a lot to do with your back. Beautiful. That's it, you guys. Nice. Okay, then slowly come out of it, right? And let yourself rest. Okay, so then to weave in the movement of, most of you know, is what I call the zombie movement. So for those of you that are new, this will be new for you. But your legs are slightly spread, your arms are along your side, and you're going to just start by lifting your head. Immediately your core kicks in, and you continue, your arms come forward, and you come all the way up to sitting. So then you're in the sitting position. There you go. Nice. Okay, remember, legs are spread apart. Interlace your hands behind your head. And you're going to fold yourself forward. Elbows fold. Come closer to the floor. scoop up and arch and look towards the ceiling now. There you go. And then round and fold forward, working towards the elbows, coming closer and closer, and then scooping up to come up. And again, I'm just going to encourage you, let your legs be a little wider. Some of you still have your legs, if your legs are totally straight in front of you, right? That's too straight. There's no room for the elbows. Think of it that way. That's it. Beautiful. Nice. Really good. Okay, and then let's rest on your backs again. Is it because of?
My back surgery. I have a little bit of pain in the hip.
Okay, so it's the sitting?
Yeah.
Any position sitting? Is?
I could kneel.
Okay, but you can do the legs over?
Not all the way. I'm
okay.
Do it.
Just try a little. Okay. Okay. I'm going to figure some things out. Figure out. Okay, so we're going to try the zombie movement again. So again, your legs are slightly spread. You start by lifting your head. Immediately the core engages. Your arms are straight out in front of you and you come up to sitting. There you go. Now, legs are kind of spread apart. Again, some of you like those straight legs. Not sure why, but have them a little wider. Your right arm is going to go behind your head. So just the right arm. And the left arm is going to be on the floor in front of you. Okay, and so now you're going to direct your head. You're going to turn your head to the left and direct the right elbow to the ground, and your left arm is going to slide out in front of you. That's it. There you go. So really fold, and you might be surprised that your right elbow can come all the way to the ground, and then lengthen that left leg out, or left leg, left arm out, and then come back up. That's it. And then do it again. That's it. Let your knees bend. And when you're sliding that left arm out and the right elbow's down, everybody think of kind of lifting your butt, your bum, scoot it backwards a little bit and get your sit bones backwards behind you. So some of you still have your sit bones curled underneath you. That's it. And when you do that, the knees have to bend. There you go. And come up again. And then fold forward again. Take the right elbow down. Look to the left. So you're turning the neck, sliding the left hand. Hopefully your left hand can come beyond where your feet are. And how much of your chest can come down towards the ground? That's it. Andrea, see if you can spread a little wider. There you go. That's it. Now, the next time that you do this, can we do it once or twice more? See if you can stay down there. So your right elbow's down, your face is to the left, left arm's out. Right? Now this is the tricky part. Can you lift the right leg a little bit now? I know, right? I know. You think I'm kidding. Right? So think about the right leg lifting a little bit from the floor. Okay. What about the left leg? Okay. Let it go. Rest on your backs. And just rest. Okay, Okay, come back up to sitting. And left hand behind the head. Right hand is going to be on the floor in front of you. So as you take the left elbow forward and sliding the right arm forward, you turn your face to the right, right? See if you can touch the left elbow and then erect to come back up and then round and lengthen to go back down. And back up. Excellent. Fold. Then when you're down there, just see if you can lift the left leg. Lift the right leg. I know you think I'm crazy. Uh-huh. Isn't it interesting to give you a movement that feels virtually impossible? We'll get something coming. Okay, let it go. Rest on your backs again. Okay, so now let's go back to bringing your legs to stand. Once again, please use your hands. You're going to lift your pelvis into the air, bring your legs over you. Hold your pelvis with your hands. Even if you think you can do it without, I want your hands there. So really use your hands. Thumbs, fingers, that's it. And now back to this idea, could you bring the right knee down a little closer towards the right ear, even the right toes? To touch the floor to the right, and then using your hands, shift to the left. So you alternate once touching one leg, then the other leg. That's it. So even if the knee can't come down yet, some of you are discovering let your toes come down. So how can you let the toes come down and let the calf and the ankle and foot. And when the toes come down, let them curl under. It's real important to curl them under like a runner's position. Helps you with balance. And that's going to do something in your back and your hips. That's it. So Andrea, do you think you can bring, let's come over here. Can you let this go in your cat? Yeah. Think in here. Oh, there you go. There. See? Yeah. Let that go. And doop.
Oh, okay.
Doop. There. And then, you think Dana was crazy to bring you here. It's like a breath. There you go. Now try once one side and once the other. So if you get a little tired, you can pause and then come back to it. So it's real important. Then you can see if you get the feet down, can you approach the knees again? Okay, so just, we're going to take a little time with this so I can help some of you. Oh, okay, just think soft. Can your foot soften? Ooh, there you go. There you go. My goodness, these poor feet. There you go. Just give me the weight of your leg. And I won't do too much, I promise. There. That's better. Ooh. There you go. So you could do this movement on your own. I'm going to grab both feet. You keep your hands there. There you go. That's it. Just getting things. Ah, there, your feet softened. There, which is the hips. That's it. So you could just do doot, 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 doot. Okay, everybody rest. Poor toes. There we go. Oh! So when you're resting, arms long, legs long, back to feeling those four points, the trunk, your spine. Okay, see, maybe I'll come up here, maybe some more can see. Okay, so we're gonna try the zombie movement again. So that means lift your head, arms by your side, just easy breezy now coming up to sitting. Legs are comfortably spread. And we're gonna bring both hands in between you, okay? Okay, and you can put a little weight here. And we're gonna lift once the right leg, once the left leg, once the right leg, once the left leg, and then both legs. Ha! There we go, it's like being a frog. There, once the right, once the left. We doing okay? Good. And then just the right leg, and let's make some circles. Oh, hard. Left leg. Back to the right leg. Change the direction. Left leg. Change the direction. Okay. Now, let's keep your right hand down, left hand behind your head, and let's lift the right leg. Ah, there you go. Then bring the left elbow down more and lift the right leg. Take your elbow and head down. Lift the right leg. Now let's try right, left, right, left, right. There you go, down and left. Excellent. Excellent. Now I know you come up a little bit when you lift the legs, which is normal. But now stop the legs and bring the right elbow down. Oh. Slide the right hand out. See if you can bring even your forehead or your ear closer to the floor. Come back up, rest on your backs. Bring your head up like a zombie, arms forward, come up to sitting. Both hands in front of you again, alternating lifting the legs. It gets lighter, doesn't it? Oh, it's getting lighter, isn't it? Yay! It's doable? Okay, so now, right hand behind your head, right? Taking the elbow forward, letting the left hand still be on the floor, okay? And then try to lift the right leg. And then the left leg. And just kind of hang forward. You know, you're using the left hand a little bit, but once lift the one leg, then the other leg. And then see each time after you do it a couple times, can you fold a little bit closer to the floor? And then lift again. And then seeing if eventually your elbow can come down, touching the floor. Come back up, rest on your backs. A lot of hamstring work here too. Okay, let's come up to sitting again. Head first, arms, zombie movement. We're going to change the position of your arms. So we've been working with them in front of you and with your head. So now you're going to come on the forearms behind you. Legs comfortably spread. And we're going to start with the right leg. You see, this is so easy now. You're going to lift the right leg and make circles. Ha! It's nice and light, isn't it? What leg? Change the direction. I mean, just think, it's probably a good 25 pounds, right, or something, 20 pounds. Doesn't feel like it, does it? Good. Left leg. Go one direction a couple times, nice and light, and then change the direction. Beautiful. Okay? And rest on your backs. Okay, so from here, we're going to bend your knees again. Yep, we're going to bring the knees over the chest. You're going to use your hands again. Lift up the pelvis. Even if you think you don't need the hands there, put them there, please. Use your hands to hold your butt up in the air. So it should be getting easier and easier. So the more that your butt can generate your knees to hang towards your ears, look at how much better. Right? The knees are getting closer to the ears. So now you're going to alternate and play with again. You might want to start with the foot or the knee, but once the right, once the left. Again, you use your hands to support your pelvis, moving a little bit right and left. And either you try to touch with the toes, or then you see if you can touch with the toes and the knee at the same time. Yes, it's possible. Okay? I think in the fall, we might even go into doing some rolling with this because it's so powerful, right? This is like, this leads to being able to roll over, which is, you know, as we get older, it's like terrifying. Like we never roll anymore, right? Everybody's afraid of hurting their neck, right? So you can do a little bit and then come back to it, but see if you can get a foot down, can you do a foot and a knee? Right? And you can go wider. You don't have to be right next to your shoulders and stuff. So if you let the pelvis drift a little bit off to one side, and that's why you use, nice, Andrea, that's it. But now see if the knee can come down too. So keep the foot. I know you didn't ever think you could do that. Right? That's it. You're coming. There you go. So much better. Yeah, so and then it's just, it's in that area again. Yeah? Nice, Lynn. You guys doing okay? That's it. Corinne, you okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. You guys, beautiful. Okay, rest it. So yeah, this has so much to do with the thoracic spine, right? That area in between the your shoulder blades, yeah, right where the chest bone is, right? Your trunk. Yeah, so, you know, We're gonna add, just because you made me think of it. Lynn, you sit this out. You do something else because I know you hate this. And that's okay. So just for the fun of it, you're gonna now roll over, just completely roll over and come onto your hands and knees, right? Okay. So here's the same position in some ways, okay? So what you're going to do on your hands and your knees is we're going to take your right hand, and you're going to slide it underneath this space, and you're going to bring your shoulder down, okay? And you're going to start to lift the left knee. So you bring weight onto the right knee. Okay, so this is kind of the same, believe it or not, the same position. Now, Bonnie, we have done this so many times. I want that lower leg to relax. There's so much tension in your lower leg. So you see when I lift my knee, my lower leg is down. So it's not this. So when I do this, what you're doing, and lift the lower leg, my glute and hamstring tighten. When I put my lower leg down, my pelvis can be free. So those of you that feel the need to lift your lower leg, keep it down. So you start to bring the weight onto the shoulder and the neck, okay? And you bring the knee back down. That's it, Tomoko, so just keep it light. Okay, and really open the ribs on the right side. So you're really folding. We better watch you guys. So the lower leg is down when you lift your knee. Some of you still don't get that, right? So you can lift the knee without lifting your lower leg. That's it, Dana. Now try to slide your right shoulder under more and your neck. So really think of your shoulder rounding under. Andrea, beautiful. We're going to really conquer this when I get back. We haven't done this in a long time. Beautiful. Okay, roll onto your backs and rest. We have not done this for a long time. Okay, let's try the other side. So, roll over onto all fours, right? So now, you're going to slide the left arm underneath, right? So your face is to the right, right? And you're going to lift the right knee. But you see, my right foot is down. You're not lifting your leg in the air. This is not what you're doing. The knee just comes up, and you use the toes to balance you. So you're bringing your left shoulder underneath you as much as you can. And it's a very deep rounding and flex position in the chest. And always, like all movements, one side's easier than the other, I know. Beautiful. Really nice. That's much better, Bonnie. Yeah, just let that lower leg. So good. Excellent. Okay. Nice. Back onto your backs again. Okay, so why don't you guys come up to sitting for a minute? And so I'm just going to show you the next, where you're heading, okay? So you feel safe, right? So your legs are going to come standing. Here we are, right? Right? And you're working towards this, and then a knee coming down. So eventually, we're not going to do it today, but it would be rolling over. So this becomes where you just were on your hands and knees.
That's impossible.
Okay, so it's not impossible, but not today. But you guys maybe play with it. So you're here, So it's bringing a knee down and a foot down. So you really have to support or your hand here, and then you come over to the other side. Okay? On your back. Flip your legs over. Oh, see, one of my newbies, Andrea, just did it. Like, no problem. And not you, you don't have to do it, but it might. Sometimes it helps if I show you where we're going, you feel safer, right? So that's why I showed you. But more importantly is if you can get a knee down and a foot. To one. Hey, Lynn.
I just did it.
Yeah, you thought I was crazy. Look it. Nice, Corinne. There you go. Is that so bad? Beautiful, Dana. I liked how you put your hand down and used your hand. So you can put your hand down and use your hand. It goes up more towards your head. Nope, not down like that. Up, up, up. The hand goes up. Yeah, I think that's down. Yeah, try it up near your head. See if that gives you more balance. No, that's still down. This is where your head is.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, is that better? No, that's probably worse. There you go. See, some people have figured out their hand. They put it up by their head. There you go. Right? I think I was trying the wrong hand with the wrong side. That's it, Dana. Dana's got the foot and the knee almost down. Miraculous. Well, and one of the things about this lesson, what's so fun about this lesson, right, is like, we kind of get so focused on what we're trying to do. You don't really recognize the changes that are occurring. But what it requires to have happen in this thoracic spine and your hips and stuff and your glutes is tremendous. This is one, Lynn, down the line, right? If there's grandkids, you show the grandkids, look what I can do. look what grandma can do. She can roll over backwards. Okay, rest on your backs. Okay, so we're going to just do one more movement. Going back to, a couple weeks ago, weaving in back to, like I said, this was more flexion, but with extension in the background, okay? So, coming back up to sitting, and this time you're going to sit with your legs standing, okay? And you're going to have your right hand below your right knee and the left hand below the left knee. And remember where we started to round back and allow your feet to come up and then arch and sit tall. Oh, this should be easy breezy now, right? That's it. So just feel how you get that nice extension, pull the shoulder blades back. Beautiful, you guys, right? This is so much easier now. Nice, Leah, beautiful. And then we talked about this can go all the way down and then come all the way up, right? So now you can see if you can go down and come up. Go down and come up. And go down. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, and let it go and rest on your backs. So take a long rest here. Notice how your shoulder blades are resting, your pelvis, right, this rectangle. Becoming aware of your spine in between. Sensing the curve of the lower back and your cervical spine. Roll your head a little bit to the right and left, seeing how that feels now. Nice and free. So I know it's a little bit challenging, right? We flipped the legs all the way over, but it created so much length and freedom in your neck. And you didn't even realize it. Right? Because we were so focusing on flipping the legs over. And then notice your breath and your breathing. And then lastly is just to notice what you like about what you feel right now. What feels really good? From here, you're going to roll to one of your sides, come to sitting, come to standing, and see how you feel in standing from this lesson.